Turning now to world news. Traumatized Haitians slept out in parks and streets overnight, fearing aftershocks to the catastrophic magnitude 7 earthquake that flattened homes and government buildings and buried countless people. The airport in the capital, Port-au-Prince, has been cleared and reopened to allow heavy aircraft bearing the first flow of international aid. Cor Unum, the Pope's Council for Charitable Activities, says it is working closely with Catholic Relief Services, the U.S.-based aid organization who have been present in Haiti for decades. Millions of dollars have been pledged by world leaders to help relief efforts. But the exact number of dead remains unclear as frantic efforts to find survivors buried under rubble continues. Little is known about the humanitarian situation in the earthquake-affected areas outside the capital. Amanda Reeves is the advocacy officer for World Vision, which has been involved in development projects in Haiti for over 30 years. She spoke to us about the situation on the ground.
The situation is beginning to look something like a war zone. There's hordes of people roaming around looking for a safe place to go. There's not much control. No one's really directing the response at this point. World Vision is especially concerned for the well-being and protection of the children in this situation. As you can imagine, the lack of infrastructure, water, food, and medical attention makes children particularly vulnerable. We're also hearing reports of nearly every hospital or medical facility either being, you know, completely destroyed or very much damaged. There is indeed a lack of trained medical professionals. My colleagues that are on the road from Santo Domingo to Port-au-Prince have established a center of operations along the border. So there are a lot of folks already traveling on their own from the Haitian capital towards the Dominican Republic, and World Vision as well as other aid agencies are setting up operations there for medical care.
A Baghdad court today sentenced 11 Iraqis to death for their roles in the first of a series of audacious attacks last year to target government buildings in the heart of the city. The August 19th bombings killed more than 100 people. Turning now to world news. Traumatized Haitians slept out in parks and streets overnight, fearing aftershocks to the catastrophic magnitude 7 earthquake that flattened homes and government buildings and buried countless people. The airport in the capital, Port-au-Prince, has been cleared and reopened to allow heavy aircraft bearing the first flow of international aid. Cor Unum, the Pope's Council for Charitable Activities, says it is working closely with Catholic Relief Services, the U.S.-based aid organization who have been present in Haiti for decades. Millions of dollars have been pledged by world leaders to help relief efforts. But the exact number of dead remains unclear as frantic efforts to find survivors buried under rubble continues. Little is known about the humanitarian situation in the earthquake-affected areas outside the capital. Amanda Reeves is the advocacy officer for World Vision, which has been involved in development projects in Haiti for over 30 years. She spoke to us about the situation on the ground.
The situation is beginning to look something like a war zone. There's hordes of people roaming around looking for a safe place to go. There's not much control. No one's really directing the response at this point. World Vision is especially concerned for the well-being and protection of the children in this situation. As you can imagine, the lack of infrastructure, water, food, and medical attention makes children particularly vulnerable. We're also hearing reports of nearly every hospital or medical facility either being, you know, completely destroyed or very much damaged. There is indeed a lack of trained medical professionals. My colleagues that are on the road from Santo Domingo to Port-au-Prince have established a center of operations along the border. So there are a lot of folks already traveling on their own from the Haitian capital towards the Dominican Republic, and World Vision as well as other aid agencies are setting up operations there for medical care.